What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And it's time for Tech Thursday now. Andy O'Donoghue is with us. And we're going to actually talk about recycling old tech, because I wonder how much stuff do you have in your house that you no longer use and you wonder what you should actually do with it? I mean, does it become redundant or could it be used by somebody else? So let's start, Andy, with phones, because for most phones, there is a potential other use, isn't there?
There is, Matt. And, you know, we buy new phones, we get a new one on contract, you know, we inherit them in families. And so many houses end up with a number of old phones in a cupboard or in a wardrobe, and you can use them. And first of all, you can sell them, you can recycle them. But I would say that you might have a smartphone that might be ideal for a young teenager or a child. You might have a phone that you can put a SIM card in and give to a relative, an older relative who wants to try a smartphone. And if neither of them work for you, you can do some really useful things, like create a security camera. So there's some great software available. Perhaps the best is one called Alfred. And 70 million people have used that to turn old phones into CCTV devices for their homes.
How does that work? Is that because you can use the camera in the phone?
Exactly. Because it's connected to your Wi-Fi, it uses the camera in the phone. And if you have a couple of them, you can create a very usable CCTV system in your home.
And all you need is a wall mount, and perhaps put them up in the right place.
Yeah, exactly. You can use a wall mount, but you know, in a living room or in a hallway, you plug it in, you leave it there, and of course you use the app to log on and get alerts and see what's happening in your home. So it's a very cost-effective way of creating a security system.
And how much does that cost to convert it into a CCTV system? Do you need a particularly special app on it?
Yeah, Alfred is one of the apps, and there's a couple of them available for free, but you should be able to get it for, you know, I think 20, 30 euros a year.
But isn't the problem, though, with old phones, the reason that you upgrade to a new phone is that they start, the battery starts giving out, that they actually need recharging on a regular basis or need to almost be plugged in for full time?
And that is one of the problems. And the battery is really kind of the first thing that goes. You might have a cracked screen, you might have a cracked back. And so it's, you know, you don't want to use those phones because you could scratch yourself on them, or, you know, they're just not that usable anymore. But if you plug it in and leave it plugged in, it becomes a good CCTV device. Other things that I've seen people doing is they use them as kind of their streaming or casting device. So you keep the old phone in the living room and you use it to cast YouTube or movies to the TV.
Okay, again, if the battery is your issue, you should just leave it plugged in all the time.
Exactly.
When you're using it.
Exactly, and that's the solution.
Okay, but then what about resale value? I mean, particularly if you have an iPhone or if you have a good Samsung, do they have value to actually sell?
They do, and that's generally referred to as the residual value of phones. And your iPhone and your Samsung devices tend to be the most valuable on the second-hand market, and you have a lot of options about what to do. First of all, if you've got a new one, you can simply sell your old phone. And people go onto sites like eBay or Dundeal or Facebook and they put them up for sale. One of the problems with that is that if it's the only item you have for sale, people are often a little bit reluctant to buy from a user because they will think, oh, is this a scam? Is the phone okay? Is it unlocked? So there are questions like that. However, there are sites like GetTech and Swappy where you can trade in your phone and get a credit for it, and they will give you cash or they will give you credit towards a new phone. As an experiment earlier on today, I tried this with an iPhone 12, which is a phone that many people would have who may have upgraded to, say, iPhone 14 or 15. And I think I was offered, you go through this series of questions and they quiz you about the condition of the phone. Is the glass okay? Is the back okay? And is the battery, and this is important, is the battery charging to at least 85%? And that touches on your point, battery is expensive to replace. I answered yes to all of that, and I didn't say perfect condition, I said it was in very good condition. And I think I was offered 209 euros, which isn't bad, because you can buy a second-hand iPhone 12 for around €300. So I think a fair margin for the people who are recycling them. The great thing about that also is that it's post and packaging free. So you pop your phone in a bag, you send it off and you get your credit for it. However, that's if you want to sell your phone. One of the best things for iPhone and Samsung users is they both operate trade-in schemes that are actually really generous.
So are they? Because I was just, my suspicion immediately would be that they'll offer you less than a third party would.
No, my experience is that it's not less, it's comparable, but if you're buying a new iPhone, for instance, and you trade in your old one, you get the credit on the new phone or a gift card from Apple or, say, Samsung. And
it keeps you locked into their ecosystem.
It does keep
you. But you're more likely going to be in that anyway. If you have an Apple or a Samsung, it's very unlikely you're going to switch to the other one or something else when you're buying your new phone, isn't it?
And that's the thing. And, of course, buying the phone from the manufacturer is cheaper in the long run than getting it on contract. Mobile phone companies like us to do that, but buying it direct from the manufacturer is really good. Apple's scheme is particularly interesting because they allow you to trade in iPhones, they allow you to trade in Apple Watch, Macs, and iPads, and they give you cash or the gift card for that. They'll also recycle your other devices for you if you're buying a new product. But before I buy a new phone, I would always be tempted, if you're an iPhone or Samsung user, I would have a look at their trade-in programs first.
Okay, if you are getting rid of a phone, should you do a full factory reset first to get rid of everything on it?
So getting rid of your phone is, it's really important to think about what you do with it. The first thing that you should do is back up the data that's on it. So that's photos, music, messages.
Backed into the cloud.
Backed up onto the cloud. And you need to back up the stuff that's on it. Then you need to delete any saved passwords. And for anybody who uses a phone and uses Chrome, say, you know, we always click that little button, save my password to reuse later. You don't want to sell your phone with your passwords on it. So delete the saved passwords. Log out of all the apps that have personal details, and that could be Facebook or LinkedIn, Gmail. You need to turn off the payment services, because if you've been using your phone for tap and go, you might have Apple Pay or Google Pay. So you need to make sure that you're signed out of them. And then, of course, don't forget, you need to remove your SIM card. And if you have an Android, you might have a memory card in it. You need to take that out. And then the last thing you do is do a factory reset. Not just a reset, but a factory reset, which deletes all of the data on the phone and gets it into that ready to go
again. But can you skip all of those other things and go straight to the factory reset if you know you've everything transferred, say, to your new phone?
Well, no, because resetting your phone won't back up your data. So you need to back up, and I would do them manually first. And there are funny quirks about this. For instance, for iPhone users, making sure that Find My iPhone is turned off. The problem is that you don't want whoever buys the phone or gets it next to have a problem either.
Okay. What about if you don't want to go for that? What about charity reuse?
So over 12 months, you'll see various schemes operated by charities where they look for donations of old phones. And that's a really good way to recycle your own phone. There are some charities that I've come across that are exceptionally good. The Grace app take old phones and iPads, and they use them for picture communications. They give the phones to families with autistic children. And that's a really good use. Keep your eyes peeled, because you'll see those little bags in supermarkets and the likes. And so that's a really good way to put your phone to good use. And those charities, of course, they end up, having them recycled or selling them themselves. So it's a good way to support a charity and also recycle sensibly your old phone.
Okay, and also, if you then decide you don't want to go for that, and indeed this isn't just in relation to phones, if you have other electrical items and cables lying around the house that you feel maybe are gone beyond any value in trying to resell, what do you do with them?
So we pay, when we buy electrical goods, there is a recycling charge on them, and it's the Wee recycling charge, and that's basically the waste electronics. And so this charge caters or accommodates the recycling of goods. Every electrical retailer in the country facilitates this. And when you go into them, you'll notice they'll have big plastic bins or metal cages. You drop your old devices and you can bring any device that has a plug or has a battery. And so if you have an old scales or you have an old hi-fi or you have an old microwave or an old phone or a tablet or a computer, you bring it up, you pop it in the bin, no one's going to charge you, no one's going to ask you, you just deposit it. And that
and you're not going to get any money for the thing, so either.
You're not going to get any money, but let's be honest, all of us in cupboards and presses around the house, we all have old bits and pieces with plugs on them that we should recycle. And of course, once they go into that recycle process, that is the best way because they are disassembled, minerals are and metals extracted. Are extracted from them, and the plastics are disposed of properly.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.